Pass Out, California Choke, and Roulette are just a few of the names given to a deadly game among preteens and teens. High school student Georgina said she first heard of the game from her driving instructor.
Kids, they like choke each other out, and then they get like a 15 second or like even less than that, like euphoria to their head. And it's just like some kids, they come unconscious and then they regain consciousness and then like they feel the high.
In a recent study done by the Pediatrics Journal, research shows that 6% of the eighth graders surveyed have played the choking game at least once, many twice. Some high school students think that may be a result of the age of the students who were surveyed.
Know what's out there, but we're not that interested in it.
Experimental stage.
And they go on YouTube because that's like their thing. And they like see all these stupid things and try to imitate them. I have like my younger siblings do that.
Seizures, concussions, and death are just a few of the dangers related to playing the choking game. According to the Center for Disease Control, warning signs of the choking game includes marks on the neck, bloodshot eyes, wearing high-neck shirts, and noose-like material tied to furniture or doors. Annalisa Gale, WTOP News.